Well, as Irma approaches, we, of course, are keeping a close eye on Texas and Louisiana, where a massive cleanup is underway after Harvey. Many small towns in East Texas saw record flooding, including LaGrange, located between Austin and Houston, which was flooded when the Colorado River crested nearly 30 feet above its banks. Many of the town's 5,000 residents evacuated. Audrey McGlinchey of member station KUT met with some of them after they returned to begin dealing with this damage.
When residents of LaGrange returned home, many began ripping apart their houses.
Pulling the walls out, gotta let it breathe, gotta let it dry out inside the walls.
I went to Kayla Barnett's house on North River Street. Her stepdad, Rob Behrens, and a family friend were piling debris onto a muddy mound of belongings. A mattress, pillows, a string of twinkly cactus lights.
And how far did the water get up to?
Behrens points to a line on the wall.
Right up about here.
That's crazy. I'm 5'6". That seems like seven foot six.
7.5 feet of water. With damage like that, the house has got to get down to its skeleton. You don't want to take any chances on mold.
Yeah, well, right now we're just going to pull everything out. Toilets and bathtubs and pull the sink out. Obviously, the kitchen cabinets aren't going to be anything left. Everything's made out of particle board these days, so it's just going to fall apart.
Behrens goes back to stripping out insulation. I head down the street. The welcome mat outside the home offers me a spongy goodbye. On LaGrange's main street, there's a blue bulldozer sitting outside what's left of the Fayetteville Bank Financial Center. Men carry out a soggy rug.
We're just ripping everything out.
We're going up with taking the sheetrock out, up 6 foot.
Jason Marburger says it's surreal to be stripping this building.
He framed it. This building, what did we say a while ago? It was finished about 9 months ago.
It started in June of last year. And then it was through in January, and it moved in February or something.
So it's about 9 months that it was in business.
Is it weird to like be kind of undoing your own work? Or
another worker, Larry Voschik, answers.
A lot of times we remodel a house, you know, it might be 30 years later. And now this is just a year, 9 months. You know, that's.
He shakes his head. I walk outside to get some air. If you've never been in a water-damaged building, the stench can be overwhelming. Sewage mixed with the smell of a wet dog. Outside, there's a muddy toilet on the lawn. I meet Greg Ferguson, who worked at the Fayetteville Bank Financial Center.
When we built this, they made us build 3 feet up because of the flood zone. And I laughed at them. I said, y'all got to be kidding me. No way in the world is it ever going to flood out here. The contractor said the same thing, and here it was. It took us 2 years from the ground starting this thing, and it wiped out.
I head back down River Street. A one-story yellow home is being gutted. Erica Martinez shows me around her parents' house.
This was my brother's room. It's really dark in here.
The electricity's been out since the flood.
We had a dresser here, and it literally just bent it. It just bent it.
In half?
Yeah.
We go into her parents' closet. On a top shelf stand some of the few items that remain dry.
What are those things? What
is in? Those are just, like, my dad has papers, and he has some of his cowboy hats, and my stepmom's bags and stuff. But everything else is gone. Yeah.
And that's just probably about 8 feet, I would guess.
Yeah, I would say so, because I'm like 5'1".
In the living room, Erica's stepmom, Dolores, is leaning over plastic bins of family photos. They're streaked with mud. She shows me one. It was taken on her quinceañera. Martinez is dressed in a white gown. About a dozen older family members flank her in the nearly 40-year-old photo.
As you can see, it's not solvable, but if I can take a picture with my phone, at least I'll have, you know, a memory.
When Martinez and her family evacuated before the storm, they each packed a bag of clothes. They expected a little bit of flooding.
We said, oh, let's leave things up on the table and put things on the bed. You know, maybe we'll come back to a foot of water or two, you know. There's no reason for the 8 feet of water that the house got.
Mud still cakes the floor. Martinez and I peer out the open window at volunteers from a local high school wiping down her muddied furniture in the backyard. Most of it will have to be thrown away.
Right now, you know, it's all I can do. Just pretend like this is a dream and that I need to work in the dream I'm working. And I have a lot of wonderful people in this community.
Martinez tells me that when she moved into the house 15 years ago, it was much smaller. The family saved up over time to build onto the home. Now they'll most likely have to rebuild.
It's a long time that it took us to get us to where we're at right now, and for 48 hours it's gone. You know, it took us a lifetime to get all these things, so.
Martinez, like many others I spoke to in LaGrange, does not have flood insurance. I leave her peering into another plastic bin. This one's full of porcelain angels her mother bought her in Spain. Surprisingly, the angels were untouched by the muddy waters. For Here and Now, I'm Audrey McGlinchey.